Hello, it's the 22nd of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A teenage victim of sexual offences has come forward to testify against her 36-year-old offender. The victim, in a statement, said, "I blame myself for what happened, but learned that this was not my fault." Detectives describe the actions of the young girl as brave. The suspect, Stuart Tommy, who lives in Bedford on Rutland Road, pleaded guilty to two counts of sexual activity with a child. Each count holds a sentence of 57 months. An additional 3 months have been added to Mr. Tommy's sentence for violating terms of his bail. Detective Constable Rebecca Goodman investigate the case as part of Bedfordshire Police Protecting Vulnerable People team. Latest figures from the Office of National Statistics show the number of people claiming unemployment benefits dropped over the last year. Just under 7,000 people in the Greater Bedford area are out of work, representing just a few percent of those who are working age. Beds Police are appealing to members of the public for information regarding the whereabouts of a missing teenager. Marsha Penman was last observed at her home on Friday, but has not been seen since that time. Police have released a photo of the missing teen, who was also known to have links in Northamptonshire. Miss Penman was last spotted wearing a dark grey tracksuit and described as having brown hair, approximately 5'6" tall, with a slender body type. The Higgins Bedford and the Airship Heritage Trust have launched a new exhibition examining the relationship between Bedford and the nation's airship industry. The exhibition, called Airship Dreams Escaping Gravity, opens on Saturday the 10th of July. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.